Lord, I thank you for you. What could be a better answer to prayer than just you being you? You are in control of my life. You are in control of every detail of suffering, every detail of triumph, every brother, sister, parent that we have. You've made, Lord, you've set it up that way for the better, Lord, or for the worse, because of your purpose, God. I have purpose, Lord. If someone's listening right now, they have purpose, God, because you are real and because you made life. Non-living things don't come from living things, but all life comes from you, God. And you've given it a purpose, God. And I just worship you right now. I ask you to bless the words and the message this morning, Lord Jesus. In your name, amen. It's just on my heart just to share the importance of pursuing God no matter how you feel. And the reason why I want to share this is because we have a tendency on this journey with Jesus Christ. We have a tendency to experience a very profound connection with God, a very deep desire for the Word. And you know, if you're listening here and you've had a relationship with Jesus Christ, even if you haven't had a relationship with Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, the experience is of such profound joy. Of reading his word, of going and listening to his word being spoken in truth, and just learning and learning about the scriptures and learning about God. But then something always happens. God is faithful to allow this amazing thing to happen, is that we become disconnected. We start to feel a lack of joy. We start to feel a lack of emotional connection to God. And simultaneously, what happens is we begin to start feeling stronger temptations of the flesh to do wicked things. You see, when we were connected to God and enjoying God, wicked things were like, why would I want to do that? Because this God thing is much better. But there comes a time. There will always come a time, and any sincere, truly born-again, converted soul in which the things of God will not feel desirable. And it's almost as though the Lord allows everyone to have consistently their own 7-year tribulation. And what I mean by that is that in the 7-year tribulation that's going to come into this planet, the scripture teaches that God is going to let Satan run the show. And it says that because he knows his time is short, his hour is short, he's going to wreak havoc. And it's like that's what happens sometimes, that the Lord lets us go through many emotional tribulations and circumstances and things in our life and stresses in our life that were probably always there. They just tend to have a deeper wound and impact on us. And I want you to understand that Psalm 16 is true, in which David says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And your right hand are pleasures forevermore." I'm going to say that again. That's the end of Psalm 16. He says, "You, Jesus, will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Now, I want you to understand this, because you should probably be thinking, but wait a minute, you just explained, Michael, that joy could be absent. I mean, we can just go through this period of feeling totally connected with God, totally delighting in reading the Bible, and then we can go through a period where we get nothing from the Bible. I mean, you read it and you turn the pages and it's like, I'm just not getting anything right now. I'm going to church and it's just like, I'm just not getting anything there. I'm praying and I'm not even feeling anything as I'm praying. So how then is it true that in your presence is fullness of joy, that in your right hand are pleasures forevermore? And you have to understand that the key to this is one word, and it's called faith. It's called faith. By faith, you will show me the path of life. By faith, In your presence is fullness of joy. And by faith, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. By faith, because you surely won't always feel that. Jesus oftentimes would use examples from the world, and he would use examples from very common things. And sometimes he'd go as far as what I'm going to do right now, sharing, as using examples of things that aren't really very morally sound. You know, the parable of the unjust steward who knew that his time was short, and he knew that he was going to be fired by his master who lends money to people. So when he goes to collect the debt that people owe, he doesn't make them pay the full amount, so that when he gets fired, he has a place that he can go to. So he's robbing from his master so he can have friends later when he's fired. So Jesus gives example about using wisdom and showing shrewdness from the world and applying it to the things of God and the spiritual world. And I'm going to do something like that here. And it's a classic example of just working in the mental health community, working as a mental health therapist, and just watching those who are addicted to some form of drug or alcohol. Now, one thing I've never, ever, ever seen is somebody who has quit using crack cocaine or has stopped using heroin because the amount that they were using was no longer strong enough. When you start using a drug, you need very little to experience a high. And then when you go back to that drug over time, it stops giving you that high. I've never heard anyone say, you know what? I'm done with drug use. I've been trying to use the same amount of crack cocaine, the same amount of heroin. I've been trying to drink the same amount of liquor, and nothing's happened to me. Never. You've never heard that. What do people do? They say, you know what? The very little that I was using is not enough. I need more. I need more. And the same thing goes from other drugs like pornography and food. We say what we were using before wasn't enough. No one ever stopped looking at pornography because 5 minutes wasn't enough or because an hour wasn't enough. No, they got more involved. No one ever stopped being addicted to video games because they said, you know what, I'm not feeling anything after an hour or two. No, they started playing more. They started getting more games and finding new ways to enjoy it. It's the same thing in the spiritual world. When you start to feel a disconnect from God, don't give up. Don't say, you know what, I'm not feeling connected right now. I guess I just ought to just do me for a little bit. I guess I just ought to just play, you know, just assume that this isn't my season right now. Go to church or smile or just whatever. And just, no. Don't give up. Look at the faith of those who even use drugs. They have a fundamental belief that using more will bless them. They have a fundamental belief that this drug, whatever it is, this source of addiction, is going to be beneficial to them. And because of that, they continue to use more and more. And my encouragement to you very briefly here, my encouragement is let Christ be your drug addiction. Let him be your drug addiction. Let the word, let the promises of God, understanding that, you know what, Lord, your presence is, I need to tap in more. If I'm feeling disconnected, I'm not getting enough. I'm not worshiping enough. I need to worship hard. I need to ask more. I need to be filled more. I need to ask to be filled more. I need to wait more. I need to fast more. I need more of you, God. I need more. Jesus says a very amazing thing about us when it comes to bearing fruit. You know, even Jesus thinks this way towards us. Because look, God is not a God who just, you know, he just wants to keep things status quo and cool. He's always trying to get more. He says in John 15, I am the true vine. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. Every branch that bear fruit in me, it says, he leaves the branch alone and just keeps enjoying that same fruit for all their life. No, no, no. Because every branch that beareth not fruit, it says he takes away. But every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it. Why? So that it will bring forth more fruit. God's always looking to go deeper in how much fruit he bears in us. And we ought to be looking to go deeper in how much time we dedicate to seeking God, to being filled with the Holy Spirit, to pursuing Jesus Christ. Just like the crack cocaine user who is convinced that they need to get more and more, and the things that they said that they would never do for that substance, for that drug, they end up doing it anyway because they have that faith that it will satisfy. And Christ, my friends, is here. He is not only the God of the universe, he is not only the King of all kings, of all presidents and mayors and governors, the leader of all that goes on. He is also all satisfying. He says, why do you buy bread that won't satisfy? He says in Isaiah. He tells his people in John 6, he tells the people pursuing him, why do you spend, you guys are buying bread that won't satisfy. Come to me and get the bread, get the water that does satisfy. That is who our Christ is. It isn't about staying away from sin because it's wrong. No, it's not just that. It's that God is better. His return is better. His word, when it enters your heart after praying and asking and begging God, is better. When he shows up, it's better. Lord, I just pray that you would just use this to encourage some, Lord. Lord, I pray that anyone that's listening to this and they just don't know what it's like to serve an all-satisfying God that's better than money, that's better than recognition, that's better than promotion, that's better than paychecks, that's better than anything they could imagine, that they would surrender, Lord, and repent of their sin and their selfishness and turn to you, God. Because you have given a short time, a short window for man to turn to you and to be saved from judgment, from when they die and going to the afterlife and being judged for every single mistake and slimy secret and sin that they've done, and to spend forever in hell. You've given a short window for man to have eternal life. And I pray that anyone listening would use that, Lord, as an opportunity to get right with you today. Lord, I love you, Jesus, and I ask that you bless this message because your word never returns void. In your name, amen.